Well, hey there, friends. Welcome back to another episode of More Wealth Retirement Talk. I'm Dave Moore, here with my beautiful wife, Shauna, and our favorite honorary family member and co-host, Jacqueline.
Aww. Aww. Oh, sweet.
Ladies, I hope you recovered from Thanksgiving. I'm still full.
Yeah.
I'm about one leftover turkey sandwich away from turning into a butterball, which, to be honest with you, I think I'm already there.
Well, so. I think we're done with all leftovers. They can all go to the trash.
Except for the pie. Don't throw away the pie. We can still do that one. Yeah. Hey, by the way, you ready? Let's dive right in. Speaking of Thanksgiving, you know what the turkey said to the computer?
What the turkey said to the computer?
Uh-huh.
No clue.
Jacqueline?
Wobble away.
Close. Google, Google.
Google, Google.
That sounds better.
You can't do that one fast.
Actually, now she gets half the credit because her punchline sounded better than yours.
See, that's what they said.
So Google, we're already one dad joke in. Well, I'm glad we're done with leftovers. But I do swear that each year these holidays go by faster and faster. Thanksgiving ends, and I know it was towards the end of November, but bam, Christmas jumps out from behind the corner like, surprise, here we are.
Yeah, right? And you think that you're prepared, but then suddenly it's December, and you're realizing you still have Christmas lights from last year sitting in the garage that you never put up or you just forgot about.
Hey, right? Let's not get personal here, Jacqueline. I was planning on putting those lights up eventually. I still got a couple weeks.
Were you?
Typical husband.
Uh-huh. Speaking of lights, did you guys hear what the Christmas tree said to the ornament?
Light me up.
Hey, that's a good one.
You ready?
We're ready.
Aren't you tired of just hanging around?
Okay, that one was decent. Yeah, decent.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, here we go. I guess dad joke season. Well, it's always open.
It's just a different season.
It's just a different season. Different now theme. It's going to, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Different theme.
All right. Well, to be fair, his jokes are kind of like, you know, the Seahawks defense this year. As Dave, I don't know if you want to hear this, but unpredictable, questionable, and yet somehow still entertaining.
Well, Jacqueline, I've been waiting for a snooty comment like that. Shauna, who did the Seahawks just get done playing?
They played Minnesota.
Is that where Jacqueline lives? Minnesota?
Yeah, Minnesota. And what was the score?
I forgot what the Seahawks scored, but I know that the Vikings didn't score. Zero. Yep. That's a good missile over my head. I'll take it. And I'll take it because the Seahawks defense is actually one of the better defenses this year. But I think you were reading like the last 10-year script since their defense was really good.
Yeah.
They're back again, Jacqueline.
They're back. Mm-hmm. So you have to get with the current times.
Yep. Better than ever.
That's right. Exactly. We're going to turn you into a Seahawk fan before you know it. Well, enough of NFL therapy. Now that Thanksgiving is behind us, we're officially in the chaotic, magical season of Christmas. We all love it. Lights are going up. Of course, most of you have already had them up. Shopping carts are full. And Shauna has entered her national habitat. Amazon Prime.
Woo! Guilty. Guilty.
Mm-hmm. Boxes are already stacking up, aren't they?
They are. But hey, those are blessings delivered to our doorstep. So you're welcome.
Amen.
It really is the most wonderful time of the year, and I can fully support that. But it's also the time where people start thinking, next year, I'm going to get organized. I'm going to get fit. I'm going to prepare better.
Absolutely. Today, we're going to talk about getting ahead of some big changes coming in 2026 so that you're not scrambling later the way that we all tend to scramble for those last minute Christmas gifts.
Yes, husbands. We do. Well, today, we're going to talk about everything changing with retirement accounts in 2026. Your IRAs, your 401ks, catch-up contributions, Roth changes, and tax considerations. And we're not just giving you bullet points. We're sharing real stories from real clients so you can hear how these rules actually affect families.
Mm-hmm. And if you're new to listening to our podcast, this is what we do here at More Wealth Management. we take a very holistic, faith-guided approach to retirement income planning. It's not just about your investments. It's not just about numbers. It's about caring for families, making wise, long-term decisions, and helping people prepare confidently and intentionally for the future that they want and deserve.
Amen to that. So stick around, grab a warm drink, maybe leftovers. Let's dive in here.
Welcome to More Wealth Retirement Talk, where finance meets fun.
Join financial expert Shauna Moore,
sports analogy pro and dad joke king Dave Moore,
and Jacqueline Gladhill, who keeps us all on track,
as we break down retirement planning with insights,
laughs,
and a whole lot of more wisdom.
Well, post-Thanksgiving feels like that moment when you realize, oh, wow, Christmas is basically tomorrow. I mean, I think Black Friday really tells you that it is. And the same thing happens with retirement planning. You blink and suddenly it's here and it's time to do it.
Exactly. Christmas is just here in the blink of an eye. But to kind of go into some things that can happen, you know, suddenly, you know, we had a client whose daughter had reached out to us as her father had suddenly passed away. And with her mom, she was suddenly alone, you know, grieving, of course, and very overwhelmed because her husband had taken care of all their finances. And what we found out was that her father had put their entire portfolio 100% into one stock.
Man.
100%. Wow. And you remember the client that had all Tesla,
yeah,
Dave?
Hey, great company, but it's not a retirement plan.
Right. You know, and her husband meant well, and we've seen how that stock has grown, but we've also seen how it's gone up and down and a lot of volatility. So yes, it's done well, but it was incredibly risky. So when she lost her husband, she also lost his pension and one of their Social Security incomes. So we needed to replace that income safely to protect her from volatility and making sure she had the income that she needed after he passed. So we did keep a portion in Tesla, remember, but we sold enough shares to create some guaranteed lifetime income to replace the pension and Social Security. And then we diversify the rest into a proper retirement structure. And that's what real income planning, retirement income planning looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. Diversification and balance are keywords here. And that's where, you know, you're different from advisors who only focus on investments and not income.
Exactly. And what we find and hear from our clients is that we see too many advisors either don't specialize in retirement, they're only specialized in growing your assets, or they're captive and they can't offer certain solutions, or honestly, they're just a little bit lazy because it's a little bit extra work to put into an actual income plan. So they don't want to put in the work, or maybe they don't want to lower their ongoing fees that they're getting from managing their clients' accounts.
So I'll say this gently, but honestly, many advisors are trained to grow money, not to pay it out. Those are two very different skills. That's why so many people enter retirement with risk they don't even know they have.
Exactly.
All right, let's get into the heart of today's episode. The major changes coming in 2026 to the IRAs, the 401ks, 403bs, 457bs, HSAs, everything. All this from Kiplinger's link of 2026 updates. And trust me, these changes matter.
Yes. So catch-up contributions for those that are high earners that are over the age of 50, beginning in 2026, if you're 50 and older, and if you had more than $150,000 in FICA wages from your employer the prior year, so in 2025, your catch-up contributions now must go into the Roth side of your employer plan, such as your 401k, 403b, 457. So there's no more pre-tax deduction for that catch-up starting in 2026.
Wow, that's a major change. And for many people, that's a great opportunity. But for high earners, you know, in plans that don't offer Roth, what does that mean? I mean, they won't be allowed to make catch-up contributions at all.
Exactly. And there can be some alternative options we can talk about with our, you know, with looking to see whether they can contribute to a Roth IRA, but they won't be able to do that inside of the employer plan.
So in 2026, the standard limits rise to $24,500 for employee contributions, $32,500 total for those 50 and up with catch-up included. And that quote-unquote super catch-up for ages 60 to 63 will be $11,250, pushing total contributions up to $35,750.
You know, and those higher limits are great, especially because there's still so much concern around Social Security. And some estimates say that workers may need an extra $138,000 saved if benefits are reduced in the future, which hopefully they're not, but there's still talk about that.
Absolutely. And for the IRA limit increases, the IRA limits rise to $7,500 with a $1,100 catch up. So this means that traditional IRA deductibility still depends on income and access to a workplace plan. And the Roth IRA income limits rise too. So the phase outs start at $153,000 for singles and $242,000 for married couples.
And those IRA limit increases are great for individuals, but we also have some good news for small business owners. The SEP IRA limits jump to $72,000 with the cap rising up to $360,000 on your income. And the simple IRA or simple 401k limits increase to $17,000, plus they have some various catch-up amounts.
And beginning in 2026, employer plans must send at least one paper statement per year unless you opt out. Old school's coming back.
Woo!
I love old school.
Yep.
Me too. I'm a paper person personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, all these rules are great, but rules alone don't create a retirement plan. You know what does?
What?
Strategy.
Exactly. Mm. And that's why we build comprehensive retirement income plans that coordinate everything. We're talking when's the optimal time to take Social Security. We're going to review all of your pension options and help you make decisions around that. Retirement tax planning, which a lot of advisors don't focus on, and they send you back to your CPA. But what your CPA does is a lot different than what we can do as far as actually planning long-term for taxes. We're going to consider the IRMA limits to make sure that your Medicare premiums don't spike unnecessarily. And things like Roth conversion timing, estate planning, if you have long-term care exposure, which we all do, those are things that we discuss. Again, like we said earlier, proper diversification of your investments, safe income sources, and the list goes on.
And because, you know, most advisors, they don't have the tools or the training to do this.
Absolutely. A lot of advisors are limited, so they just don't have those tools at their disposal. But we do it because, you know, we're called to serve. We have the experience. We have all the tools and the training. And on top of that, we believe in faith-led decision-making, you know, doing what's right for families and helping people feel confident and protected throughout their retirement.
You know, we recently helped a couple whose advisor had them in a super aggressive portfolio and they were already retired. No income plan, no safe bucket, no tax planning. When we finished building the retirement income plan, they literally said, no one has ever done this for us.
Yeah. And, you know, another client of ours recently, and we have had a lot of clients that are caring for their aging parents, but this client was caring for her aging mother. And it made her realize how vulnerable she was for her future and needing potential long-term care. So we put together a long-term care strategy. We put it in place and that gave her the peace of mind that she was going to be okay regardless of what might happen to her health in the future. And that's really at the heart of what we do, helping families sleep at night and providing some peace of mind.
Right. Hey, if you're listening and thinking, I need this kind of planning, you can call us for a complimentary consultation or second opinion at 833-4 My Wealth or visit morewealthtalk.com. That's two O's and more. And don't forget, Shauna's book, Retire With More, is available as well. We're happy to mail out a copy to anyone who calls in. And be sure to follow our podcast on our YouTube channel, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Amazon.
Okay, so now I want to get into some Christmas preparation here. And speaking of preparation, have you guys finished Christmas shopping yet? Because Shauna, I'm guessing the Amazon driver has shown up more than once this week.
I'm pretty good. How about you?
Shauna, don't forget, as your husband, we do have a Ring camera, so I can see when we get deliveries. But you know what stinks about this time of year is I'm not allowed to open any packages.
No, he's not.
I get my hands slapped.
No.
Don't open it.
Well, he doesn't start until like 2 days before.
Oh, Christmas. I can hammer it out in 48 hours. Easy.
And then you're frustrated when everything's sold out.
No.
Or does it get here in time and we'll get it at New Year's?
I'm getting better.
Okay. So Dave, you're saying that you believe in investing, but mm-hmm. you're just not investing your time, you know, correctly. And so you're investing your time in procrastination.
Interesting way to put it, absolutely. Jacqueline.
Yeah. That's very true.
Actually, because we have so many decorations, it takes like a week to decorate inside and out.
Oh, he yes. is. He's pretty good at that.
So then I like to chill for a couple of weeks and just look at everything, right? Just soak it all in, take it in. And then about 10 days prior, I start going, all right, I need to start getting on Amazon.
Right.
So, well, or, so my question is, does Santa still come visit at your house?
Why wouldn't he? He's real, isn't he?
Even
yeah.
Even
our dogs and our cat get gifts from Santa Claus in their stocking every year. Yeah. And the kids.
Yeah. We have stockings for the animals.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I always get toothpaste.
You have to. You have to get toothpaste and underwear and all that
kind of stuff.
Yeah. He seems to know the basic necessities, but then he'll throw in some cool things and definitely some chocolate.
And gum. Ours is gum too.
Gum as well.
Yeah.
I think ours is mints.
Mints.
Yeah.
We get mints.
Yeah.
He really knows what you like.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Santa is just crazy. All knowing.
I know. It's awesome. Can't wait.
Well, as we wrap up today's show, just remember retirement isn't about luck, hope, or guessing. It is about preparation, wise planning, and having a strategy that is grounded in clarity and confidence.
Amen to that.
Changes are coming in 2026. So if you're 50 plus, a high earner, or someone trying to maximize every opportunity, you need a strategy now, not later.
Before we sign off, a quick heads up for next week. We've got something really exciting. We'll be hosting our very first podcast guest, Sean Patton. Shauna, tell us about Sean.
Well, we met Sean a few weeks back, and his mission is to transform modern leadership into a driver of fulfillment, abundance, and freedom. And on top of that, he's a former U.S. Army Airborne Ranger and Special Forces Green Beret Commander, a Bronze Star recipient, and a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Black Belt and Masters World Champion.
Wow, I cannot wait to meet him. He's also a keynote speaker, author of A Warrior's Mindset, The 6 Keys to Greatness, and the host of the No Limits Leadership Podcast. We're going to talk about leadership, discipline, and applying the lessons of elite military and athletic training to everyday life.
We're really excited to have him join us. You don't want to miss it. So make sure y'all tune in next week.
Yes. And make sure to also follow our podcast on all platforms. Share this episode with a friend and reach out if you need some help.
We're here for you. God bless you. Enjoy your Christmas season. And we'll see you next time on More Wealth Retirement Talk. Thanks for tuning in to More Wealth Retirement Talk with Shauna,
Dave,
and Jacqueline.
We hope you enjoyed the mix of financial insight,
sports wisdom,
and a few dad jokes along the way.
Join us next week for more ways to plan smart,
laugh often,
and retire with confidence.
Advisory services are offered through More Wealth Partners, LLC, an investment advisory in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services are offered through More Wealth Management, LLC, an affiliated company.